Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Three oh five, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. Plenty of sunshine right around that 80-degree mark. This Tavares Floyd must have really torqued somebody, don't you think? Tavares Floyd is running for Richmond City Council. Oh, now I just think it's hysterical. I'm going to make myself some more popcorn for any number of reasons. Number one, I don't really care who's on the Richmond City Council, except for Reba Trammell. Reba's actually done a great job. But the rest of the assorted yahoos down there, I mean, have at it. You've already destroyed the city to such a great extent. I mean, really. How many more people are left for you to actually chase out of the boundaries of the city of Richmond? I mean, you're doing a hell of a job. Make no mistake about it. Great work. But so this Tavares Floyd, first, he's getting knocked because he's not George Floyd's cousin. I'm thinking I would put right at the top of my resume, not George Floyd's cousin. You know how I love the Morrisseys, right? Emily Morrissey. Nobody better than Emily Morrissey. I'm just going to state that for the record. Perfect. Most delightful human being you're ever going to meet. But Emily Morrissey, her brother PJ Morrissey, her folks are really good people. Dan and Krista Morrissey. If I were them, I would get T-shirts that read, not related to Joe Morrissey. I would just start with people that I don't want to be confused with. So if I'm this Tavares Floyd, is he telling people he's George Floyd's cousin? Or is he saying, hey, whoo-hoo, not related? But now the left-wing media, I know I'm repeating myself, but the legacy left-wing media, like the NPR types, never play that while you're driving, by the way. It's just a safety tip from your friendly old Uncle Jeff, because what happens is you fall asleep and then you cause an accident and then, you know, good people get injured, so don't do it. But they are all in a twist because this Tavares Floyd says he's a lawyer and they say he's not a lawyer. And I go back to my first position, which is, who gives a crap? I mean, honest to God, who cares? It's 2024, public taxpayer radio. It's 2024. He's allowed to identify as a lawyer. I don't care if he has a law license or not. It is 2024. How dare you judge him on his self-proclaimed identification? If he identifies as a lawyer, by God, he's a lawyer, and there's not a doggone thing you or I or anyone else should be able to say about that. Period. End of story. If he identifies as George Floyd's cousin, then you know what? He is George Floyd's cousin. That's all. You think he's related to Uncle Floyd? That old North Jersey TV show? Remember Uncle Floyd? Did it ever make it down here? I don't know. I'm going to have to see if I can pull some old video of it. Floyd Vivano, I think, was the guy's name. And he was anything that you can imagine, but late night, low budget, minimal production standard television. And it was great. It was great back in the day. I think it was Channel 9 out of, technically, I think it's out of Newark, WOR. But anyway, he can identify as a lawyer, can he? I say that he can. They're just investing a whole slew of our taxpayer dollars to go and investigate this further. We can't find any record of him ever being in any law directory anywhere. Who cares? You know, if he were running for a position as, oh, I don't know, a Commonwealth's attorney, where being an actual attorney was a requirement, maybe, right? But he's running to be a city councilman in the city of Richmond. Oh, by the way, he actually has a law degree. Well, doesn't that make him a lawyer then? Because that's his argument. His argument is, hey, I went to law school. I have a law degree. Therefore, I am a lawyer. Okay. Their argument is, obviously, this guy pissed off somebody that they love, and they're just going after him like a fly following a dog, you know? They're just all over it. And I don't get it. I don't get it. But what can I tell you? It'll be interesting. He's not licensed to practice law in the Commonwealth. Okay. You know, there are all sorts of people who go and get law degrees and never work as lawyers. Lobbyists? Seriously, go to K Street up in D.C. Those beautiful buildings are filled with people who have law degrees who never, ever, ever worked on a single solitary legal matter in their entire professional career. Ever. And they never will. They don't want to. Members of Congress. A whole slew of them have law degrees. They're not lawyers. Not working lawyers, but they're lawyers. Why? Well, because in some places it's almost like the cover charge, like the cost of admission. You must be this tall to ride this ride. You must have this degree to play in this part of our society. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I didn't even know the guy was running for city council in Richmond because, again, I don't live in the city of Richmond. I go into the city of Richmond when necessary. I weep silently just a little bit as I drive places thinking, huh, you know, that used to be there. Or, wow, that used to be there. Or, you know, what used to be over there? But they've succeeded in chasing so many people out of the city that I guess this is what we're left with here. I would share this story, but it's like so bad it won't even stick to the Facebook page. So you're going to have to find it on your own. Honestly, it's weird. Kevin Sorbo is going to be with us in about 20 minutes or so. Kevin is coming to town for the Virginia Council. That is tomorrow evening. At last I checked with John Reed, there are still some tickets available. So if you've been on the fence, and this is something that you and I both know about Richmond and Central Virginia, we're last minute ticket purchasers, right? We're all walk up to the window, get to the door when the show opens sort of people. So if you've been just kind of sitting back and thinking, huh, I wonder if I should go see Kevin Sorbo. Well, tomorrow's the day, and they're just about all sold out. So I would say yes. Yes, you should. You go to thevirginiacouncil.org, thevirginiacouncil.org, and you get your tickets there. So Kevin's going to be with us at 3:35. It's interesting. He was on a podcast earlier this morning with my buddy Brian Talley out of Dallas, Texas. Brian, you may or may not recall the Talley bill. Our former member of Congress, Dave Brat, took point on that. Brian Talley was victimized. That's the only way I can describe it. Victimized by a contract doctor at the Veterans Administration and left him so screwed up. And he's going to be in pain for the rest of his life. It's one of those weird things. When you deal with pain for your entire life, you find other people who are dealing with pain. Right? Like I just had to refill yet another prescription. You look at my bathroom, man. It looks like the warehouse at CVS, for God's sakes, with pills and all this other stuff. Because it is what it is, right? You are sort of confined to or consigned to dealing with this issue, that issue. All right, so these are our issues. So Brian and I kind of bonded over that. I mean, he's been through much worse, believe me. But he wanted to get some sort of address to the issue, right? He wasn't looking for big money. He wasn't going to get big money. Can't sue the VA. And up until the legislation went through, the Talley bill, which Dave Brat carried in the House and President Trump signed, until that went through, you couldn't even go after the contract doctors. Anyway, long story short, Brian now has a great podcast, Talley Man. And Kevin Sorbo was on with him earlier today. So Brian was all excited, man. He texted me, hey, you're never going to believe it was on my show today. Blah, blah, blah. Look at this. And it's Kevin Sorbo. And he sent me a little snippet of Kevin Sorbo saying, oh, Jeff Katz. Okay. Like he has no idea who I am. So it'll be very interesting at 3:35 when we chat. I'm hoping he will have, or unless we'll let him know what's going on. But you want to get your tickets. Take my word on that. It is Tuesday. We're going to talk a little tech, how to stay safe online. We got the whole Wi-Fi security issue. Craig Peterson's going to be along. And we got two great community issues.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Two folks who are very near and dear to me, I think the world of both of them, each of them, and two situations that mean a lot to me. 505, our good friend Dr. Sarah Cran-Cement, she's the executive director over at the Friendship Circle of Virginia. They've got the annual walk and roll coming up in a couple of weeks, and she's going to let us know what's involved with that. I did learn, by the way, yesterday that my pal Emily Morrissey and Emily's Bracelets, they're going to be represented at the walk and roll. So that's another reason why you ought to go. And then at 5:35, Chris Gumenez is going to be with us. Chris is the assistant special agent in charge of the Richmond District Office for the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration. They've got a big drug take back day. It's happening this Saturday. So Chris is going to be along to talk about that. Also, finally, before I run out of breath air, folks have been asking about heat for the holler. That is my buddy Luke Scott, the effort that he is spearheading. It's his idea, man. He just came up with it, and it's brilliant. I did list on all the social media how you can help Luke get these heaters and the propane down to these folks in Western North Carolina who are facing some very, very chilly nights and real cold weather coming very soon for them, and they don't have any means to heat their shelter. So I do have it up on social media, but what we're going to do, it's not going to be this week, but next week, Germ, I think we're getting him on again to talk a little bit about. It's not going to be this week, that much I know, because tomorrow we got plenty of stuff, and then Thursday and Friday, I'm actually going to be out of town. I probably shouldn't say that, but I have a big speaking engagement out in Chicago. I'm very, very excited about that. And don't get all excited. Hanover County Sheriff's Office has already been notified. There'll be troops stationed at all the entrances to Cassacat, so get no ideas about that. All right, came across a bizarre article in Forbes. I'm going to share that with you momentarily. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.